say the only way to make a change, you better be on time and stand in line with a thousand other people. And it's a crime for you to opt out. Yeah, be at the polls and know exactly which hole to fill. You better learn how to participate.
This is DJ Morning Eggs, and you are currently listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
bird watching.
Wow. I don't know where else you'd be.
I have no idea. Like, I heard there's like this weird show where people like date 12 guys at one time, and that's also on from 9 to 10 on Monday nights.
Like, but who really wants to spend that much time just looking at someone else's life, you know? Like, just trying to vicariously, you know, find the right soulmate, you know? Why not just go out and do it?
Why not just go roam the streets of Medford and fucking do it?
Just walk around.
This has been a PSA. And this has been Bird Watching, and we thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, shooters out here.
But yeah, so we had two other guests supposed to come on tonight. I won't name names, but they bailed.
It's all good, though. But it's okay. Like, we're okay. We've got our snacks.
We have so many snacks.
So many PSAs.
We're not going to share, so.
it's quite literally just enough snacks for 10, but for 2. Just sit on that, viewers.
Just sit on that.
Listeners.
We're going to physically roll out of the studio later. Yes,
that's the goal.
But yeah, I had a weird day. My car broke down on the side of the road. So I was sitting on the side of the road for like an hour, and then AAA came. Okay. My main man Carl and I really bonded in the time that he called two other guys to come jump my car, only realized that it wasn't jumpable. So then we took a 30-minute drive to the auto body shop. I learned a lot about him. He has an intense gambling issue.
Wow.
Yep. He he offered me a blue or a red Gatorade, but
wow, he had the options.
He gave me options.
Wow.
And I went with the red, but then my mouth was red for like a lot of hours.
Question:
of the day.
Were they already partially drink
so
rum,
the blue or? One was so that's why I didn't
that's,
go for
that's
it
really tough. I would have hoped that he had like a little cooler, you know, mm-hmm. maybe like behind the center console
Me
that
too.
Just had fresh,
but no, you know, alas,
that's really upsetting.
Yeah, so I actually told him to listen in tonight. I don't know if he's out there. He said he's done with being a mechanic. He thinks his dream job is to be like a cross-country kind of driver for like FedEx or something.
Commercial driver.
Because he's not a huge fan of talking to people. And said that as we were talking, and I was like, well, like, we can just chill, man, like that's okay. And he's like, no, like this is forced conversation, like it's good for me. I was like, okay,
wow,
cool.
That's really tough to like hear from another human.
It was
in an isolated space.
It was super small.
That's really,
and smelly.
That's really tough. Yeah, drinking only a red Gatorade mm-hmm. that you had really no other choice but to consume.
And I couldn't say no. Like that
was
the thing.
Yeah, that's the tea, I guess.
That was the tea. So I hope to make it through the night.
That's an event. I mean, but we're out here, you know, we made it back into the studio.
We did.
You know, in a timely fashion.
We really did.
We're out here about to enjoy some snacks and some better music. I hope y'all realize that Lion King original soundtrack is actually out. You should go catch it in theaters. I'm not making money off this announcement, but you should really just do it. Just do it for the culture.
It's a passion project.
It's been on Broadway for more than I've been alive, more years than I've been alive, 20 plus years.
Have you ever seen it on Broadway?
I've seen it twice on Broadway. Three times in the womb and twice in outside of the womb.
It's so, the womb that gets you,
yeah,
though.
It really did. I mean, I would, me personally, would dedicate all of my musical capabilities to the In the Womb Lion King experience.
Holy. Don't take that lightly, listeners.
Don't at me. Mm-mm. Don't at Morning Please. Eggs on any subreddit, subtweet pages, because I will find you.
And he will kill you.
Yeah. I mean, you know the rest.
Yeah.
So, please enjoy this next song.
Like, one of the best bops out there. I'm so excited for all of you.
Want you something to admire, cause you're shining something like a mirror, and I can't help but notice you reflect in this heart of mine. If you ever feel alone and
the glare makes me hard to find. Just know that I'm always very loud on the other side. Cause with your hand in my hand, in a pocket full of soap, I can tell you there's no place where could it go. Just put your hand on the past, I'll be trying to pull you through. You just gotta be strong. Cause it doesn't seem really as simple, and I can't help but stare, cause I see truth somewhere in your eyes. Ooh, I can't ever change without you. You reflect me, I love that about you. And if I could, I would look at us all the time. Cause with your hand in my hand, in a pocket full of soap, I can tell you there's no place we couldn't go. Just put your hand on the glass, I'll be trying to pull you through. You just gotta be strong. I don't wanna lose you now. I'm looking right at the other half of me. The biggest thing that's set in my heart is the space, and now you're home. Show me how to fight for now. And I tell you, baby, it was easy coming back into you once I figured it out. To you once I figured it out, you were right here all along. It's like you're my mirror, oh. My mirror staring back at me, oh. I couldn't get any bigger, oh. With anyone else beside of me, oh. And now as clear as this promise that we're making, two reflections into one. Cause it's like you're my mirror, oh. My mirror staring back at me, staring back at me, oh.
You are the love of my life. just wanna see your face light up since you put me on. So now I say goodbye to the old me, it's already gone. And I can't wait, 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 wait to get you home, just to let you know you are.
We were just talking about anti-vax.
Yeah, and Jim Carrey. It's all good, though. We're back.
It's okay. Back. We miss him. We miss him as the Grinch.
Truly. Oh, my God. Yeah, that was the time. It was just, like, some real acting there, you know?
Yeah.
It's quite insane. You should definitely try and catch the newest rendition of the Grinch on Netflix, though. I would reveal my Netflix sign-on right now. We are live.
And we have so many listeners.
There's so many listeners.
Let's just check it out. I'm just curious.
Pending listeners.
Just everyone give me a quick sec.
Less than 10 seconds.
Oh, 11.
Oh my
wow.
God. That's way too many heads on one account.
Literally
Sorry.
Way too many.
But yeah, no, if you also really are in love with Jim Carrey and you haven't seen this, there's also a documentary called Jim and Barry, and it's basically about Jim Carrey being possessed by a role that he had to play. And so a comedian, I think his name was Andy, and yeah, I mean, sure, for Andrew, it's like took place in the 80s, I think, and Andy died before they were able to finish the movie, and Jim Carrey like came in and was asked to finish the role, essentially, and had to like basically just become this comedian. The guy was like he wasn't really an actor. And so Jim Carrey came in, became this comedian like as an actor, and like was one day like sitting at set and, you know, just like kind of fell into like a dissociative state and felt like an arm on his shoulder, and like Andy was standing there, the guy that had passed away.
Holy.
Like Jim Carrey's describing this. That, you know, Andy came up to me and he's like, hey, you know, I'm gonna, you know, shoot the rest of my movie now. And Jim Carrey basically just describes like having that blackout moment, and the rest of it was like Andy took the light at some points throughout the filming process, and Jim Carrey was just like a surrogate, like simply just a passenger. So,
oh my god, that's so bizarre.
Yeah, you should definitely catch it.
It sounds like a riveting time.
Yeah, Jim and Andy. I think it's a Jim and Barry before, but it's definitely
okay.
And yeah, you should definitely catch it. It's a good time. I think there's also a book about it, but I'm a big audiobook guy. So,
Yeah.
Big audiobook guy.
As someone who doesn't really read that much, I should really get into audiobooks and
not
try like, that
I'm
like vessel.
Not a huge reader. I just have probably like 6 books on my desk that have like all been read, you know, like maybe a third.
And they're all like okay.
Yeah, they're like pretty good books. And then like there's some books that I like have read like a couple times for like high school reading, and I'm like, yeah, that was like a sick book. I remember reading that cover to cover, and like just a bunch of annotations in there.
Oh, like, God, you love a good annotated book.
Yeah,
like, no, you just feel so intellectual.
You just grind, you know? You're like, I labored over this, you know?
You whip out, like, the highlighters and the pens.
Yeah, I mean, when it's in different colors, people gotta, you know, they gotta respect the game.
They really do.
The thing is, you're not just doing that for the knowledge. You're doing it for the clout.
You really are.
When you've got 3 ballpoint pens just dancing across a sheet of, you know, a sheet of assigned reading, that's...
Literally so
that's
scary.
That's some alpha energy.
And then you, like, pass it down to your sibling. You're like, I did this.
You're like, okay, you literally... You can probably read 10 whole pages of this book and ace the class. That's how much I've done for you.
You're welcome.
I impart this to you.
Mm-hmm.
Infinity Stone.
Infinity Stone.
AKA Catcher in the Rye.
Such a good book. The Bluest Eye.
Ooh, Of Mice and Men.
Oh, baby.
Just pop off.
Literally.
Nonstop.
Wow. That was such a voyage.
Truly.
I miss high school, like... forced reading. That was
literature.
Really just the only reading I did.
Sure, it's what we call the sick time, you know, in between pages.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we loved our spark notes.
We did. We loved
time,
them so much.
We loved our Encyclopedia Britannica always helping us out with those, you know, AP US history classes.
Oh my God! Yeah, you really
straight up finessing.
And then, like, when you needed to, like, cross-reference the book, you would do SparkNotes and Schmoop.
Yeah.
Just to see, like, where you missed.
And you really just, you would have just probably ended up spending as much time just reading the
book. Definitely. 100%.
But, you know, it's all about the thrill.
It is. It's those pop reading quizzes that really keep you on your toes.
Yeah, the pop quizzes that were, like, not really, I don't think I really understood the concept of pop quizzes until I got to college. Like... professors are just evil now. They're just like, yeah, like, you guys might want to maybe review some of this stuff that we didn't really cover.
Because,
it's
like...
just a quiz.
Yeah.
You know, next class, and you're like, sick. This is going to be really good for my career class. So, like, stay strapped out there.
Just do your homework, kids.
Do your homework. You know.
Tell your parents you love them.
Literally just, you know, call your parents as much as you possibly can. Tell them you love them. Thank your parents for cooking.
Yeah. I miss that.
Oh my God.
I was like, tonight I was so hungry. And I was like, I defrosted a piece of salmon. Like, I have to cook it now.
Such is life.
I just didn't want to put it in the pan.
Sometimes you can bring a horse to water. You can fill up a bowl with said water.
Mm-hmm.
Push it even closer to the horse. And the horse can still refuse.
Yeah.
That's just life sometimes.
You just have to accept it. and move on.
You just kind of have to accept it. You got to bite the bullet.
He did. She was a crispy piece of salmon.
Oh, God.
Okay, so we have another song now for you all. But thanks for listening.
Please enjoy.
Please enjoy.
We sit in the car outside your house. I can feel the heater coming round. I go to put my arm around you, and you give me a look like I'm way out of bounds. Well, you let out one of your bald sighs, and lately when I look into your eyes, I'm going down, 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 down. I'm going down, 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 down. We get dressed up and we go. Setting me up just to knock and knock and knock on me down. when we started. My kisses used to turn you inside out. I used to drive you to work in the morning. Friday night I'd drive you all around. You used to love to drive me wild, yeah. But lately, girl, you get your kicks from just driving me down. Trying to hold you down, though the fear within my heart still lingers round. Darling, I am hoping to see your face every Sunday morning in my embrace. And though the fear within my heart still drives me over the edge, it is you that I want to hold me in bed. Should the sun shine tomorrow, I'll be holding my head. 'Cause I'll be hoping for raindrops instead. Fresh roses in my garden need the rain. I've been hoping for clouds, but the sun remains. Fresh roses in my garden need the rain. Heaven sent me your love, but it keeps me chained. Darling, I was searching for the light within, when you came on in place my world in a spin. I was aching when you came around. Funny how things work, how my world was upside down. And though the fear within my heart still drives me over the edge, it is you that I want to hold me in bed. Should the sun shine tomorrow, I'll be holding my head. 'Cause I'll be hoping for raindrops instead. Fresh roses in my garden need the rain. I've been hoping for clouds, but the stars remain. Fresh roses in my garden need the rain. Heaven sent me your love, but it keeps me chained. I'll bide my time, I wait patiently all day. When the clouds are dark, the skies are red, to feel your love over me. Fresh roses in my garden need the rain. I've been hoping for clouds, but the sun remains. Fresh roses in my garden need the rain. Heaven sent me your love, but it keeps me chained.
I mean, sometimes you gotta think, why are there 20 boxes of vanilla wafers in my grandparents' basement?
Like, I often think
am I upset about it? Am I also concerned that they're like two off-brand, you know, like Wegmans derivatives?
Oh no,
also,
thank you.
Like, amongst the nestles? Like, I'm thinking I'm gonna see like voodoo dolls on the next shelf,
mm-hmm.
but then it's just like.
But it's just more vanilla wafers.
It's
just more.
It's like the Newman's Own.
Oh no!
And you're like, this is really chaotic energy.
And they're all like all natural.
And it's horrible.
And they're in the basement as well.
Yeah, it's where good food has its cousin, and then basically like the third cousin. Of that cousin,
twice
like,
removed.
Just twice removed, mm-hmm. is banished.
Shit.
To my grandparents. I think that's where they go. Like, I think that's the timeout space.
So, moral of the story to the listeners out there is, if you're really hungry, you just find Michael's grandparents' basement,
yeah.
and you just finesse your way to those.
Do it.
Knockoff wafers.
124 Jewett Parkway, Buffalo, New York. Like, not the craziest trek.
Mm-mm.
And, like, if you want to, it's probably, like, 30 minutes to the Canadian border and just hop straight
just
up.
Just smuggle.
Just, like, just roll them straight over.
They'll never find you.
Yeah, I mean, you have to start up a little business with Newman's Own in Canada. They'd love it.
They probably don't have them up there.
Yeah, they'd be like, oh, this is insane. I mean, like... We usually just do, like, croissants and crepes.
Yeah.
But, like, this is something else.
This, like, looks like an Oreo, but
it's, like...
It's slightly thinner.
Yeah, it's almost like they made the Oreo Canadian,
mm-hmm.
but in America.
So just not, prepared not for the smugglers.
Yeah, just... They're ready to take it back. They're ready to readopt it.
Did you ever watch Extreme Couponing?
No.
Oh. Excellent piece of television.
See, I think... Where I'm at right now is definitely extreme animal weapons,
uh-huh.
which is just where you basically look at, you know, creatures large and small, and look at basically why they've evolved in such a way that, you know, their antlers are so huge, you know, or like uses 40% of like their natural bone marrow to like grow these massive things that they use for literally competition. Like, that's it. Like, they just imagine just growing a leg out of your head.
I couldn't.
Because it helps you, like, evolve.
I
like,
heard humans are developing another weird bone in the back of their head because of leaning forward looking at their phones.
That's horrible.
Isn't that scary?
That's horrible.
So look up, people.
Just get some glasses and just...
And an upright screen.
Yeah, just an upright screen.
Just like Wally.
Just a little bit more of your tricep.
Exactly.
And you'll be fine.
Literally like the most fine.
That's
so
really
tough
one.
It's a tough look for all of
Honestly,
humanity.
I think phones are up to something now. They're like, we'll make ourselves small enough that you gotta work to look at. You gotta work to look at what's on the screen. Like, no matter how HD.
Oh, yeah.
How crazy the LEDs are in that screen.
And we're gonna put outlets right by your bed so you can just be fully radiated all night long.
Quite literally, you know. I remember one thing that I learned from sex ed class that wasn't sex ed,
mm-hmm.
was that you should never plug up your phone too close to your bed.
I also learned that, and I didn't listen.
Yeah, I didn't. The phones, they heard. The phones heard, and they responded. They said, we're going to make more outlets now.
Yeah.
That was the response to Nurse Nancy. I'm sorry, Nurse Nancy. They didn't listen.
My main man, Mr. Midget.
Oh.
He, unfortunate name, but great guy.
Yeah.
He had one, so he was a sex ed teacher. And you had 3 quarters of gym and 1 quarter of sex ed. But one day out of your 1 quarter of sex ed, you would do, his side job was he owned a hard cider farm where he made hard cider.
Okay.
And side job to the hard cider farm was he made meats.
Made meats?
Yeah, like... He, like, slaughtered his chickens and made sausages and such.
Oh, my God.
So he had one lesson each quarter where you would make sausage with Mr. Midget. And the first time
that's a really
I did
concerning
it,
narrative,
I agree. But it gets better. So then, the first time I did it, I just like he saw my passion for crafting the meats. So then I was brought in for every other sex ed class period that made the meats, and I was his sous chef. And I was that girl. I just like stood behind Mr. Midget as he handed me raw meats.
But for some context, mm-hmm. this is coming from Mandy B, the illustrious cook that will actually get up before 8 a.m. to just cook like a whole baked goods, and you know, just be like, just feeling like it today. It's just one of those days.
It felt right.
So, yeah, the sous chef to Mr. Midget, mm-hmm. sex ed, chicken sausage creator / farmer / asterisk
hard cider
hard
connoisseur.
Cider. Yeah, connoisseur, mm-hmm. close asterisk. Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, so like, look me up on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
Like, I'm hired
for
parties. No.
She
just
caters
like
too.
Mr. Midget will give me the best letter of rec.
Oh my god. Just hire her.
Please.
Just say yeah.
Just say yeah.
Just say yeah.
Now I'm on a DJ full time, which would just be just as scary.
Just with all the Medford / Somerville townies.
Yeah.
It'd be a good time.
It would be a great time. I'm sure it's a lovely community of middle-aged men. All right, so we just have another best song for all of you coming up. I'm just gonna get her ready to go, and then we'll get you back to some listening, to some music.
Yeah, please enjoy Amy Winehouse.
Please.
Where my breath. Well, sometimes I go out by myself and I look across the water and I think of all the things what you're doing, and in my head I paint a picture. Well, since I come home, well, my body's been a mess, and I miss your gentle hip and the way you like the daggers. Won't you come on over? Stop making a fool out of me. Why don't you come on over, Valerie? Hope you didn't catch a team. I hope you find the right man who'll fix it for you. And now you're shopping and anywhere, change the color of your hair. And are you busy? And did you have to pay that fine as you were dodging all the time? Are you still dizzy? Since I come home, well, my body's been a mess, and I miss your gentle head and the way you like the dregs. I want you to come on over, stop making a fool out of me. Why don't you come on over, across the water, and I think of all the things what you're doing, and in my head I paint a picture. Since I come home, well, my body's been a mess, and I miss your tender hair and the way you like the day. Won't you come?
I really just flung DJ Morning Egg into this, but
it's all good.
It is the most important time of the night.
We've fully digested our orange, and we're ready to get on to PSA time. PETA time. Ooh,
whew,
kill him.
Here we go.
All right, so listeners, better listen up. Order your free vegetarian starter kit
mm-hmm.
at PETA.org! We've identified some, probably two
mm-hmm.
of the
definitely one
star on the cover of the vegetarian starter kit.
Mm-hmm. Anne Hathaway.
Yeah, Anne Hathaway from Les Mis. I think that's all I can really remember her. Oh no, she's also from a spy movie with Steve Carell.
Mm. She's from that Boss movie, The Intern.
Yes.
The guy.
Yeah.
She's also from, what's that movie with the
definitely a movie with a guy.
the princess movie.
Mm.
Where she, yeah, that yes. was her claim to fame.
Yes, alright.
Well, okay, now that we fully gave them yes. the whole picture of Anne Hathaway.
Full download. Anyway, get this vegetarian starter kit. Question: did you know that you could save 100 animals per year just by adopting a meat-free diet? That's right, listeners. Going vegetarian saves animal lives as well as your own. And if that's not appealing enough, it's tasty, easy, and can be incredibly inexpensive as well. And to start you off saving real money at the grocery store while eating healthier, PETA will send you a free vegetarian starter kit. I repeat, PETA will send you a free vegetarian starter kit.
One more time for people in the back.
PETA will send you a free vegetarian starter kit.
Free, people.
Free vegetarian starter kit. So, what do you say? Just Google open quotation free vegetarian starter kit close quotation and go to the PETA website link. Then fill out the form there to receive a free copy of PETA's vegetarian and vegan starter kit, or view the online version that's posted there. It will guide you through the transition to a healthier, happier, and longer lasting life. This is actually scientifically proven to give you a longer lasting life.
Wait, what is scientifically proven to give you a longer lasting life?
This vegetarian vegan starter
mm-hmm.
kit.
Okay.
Will guide you through the transition to a healthier, happier, and mm-hmm. longer lasting, separated by hyphen, life, period.
Good.
Period.
Mm-hmm.
It has everything from recipes and tips on eating out to health information and videos. That's PETA.org. That's PETA.org.
But don't spell out dot. That is
Don't spell out
that's
dot.
That's just part
that's
the website.
That's Department of Transportation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
you just want the dot.
Mm-hmm.
Just the little, take the lowercase I, then just get rid of the long part.
Perfect.
That's exactly what you want. This has been a public service announcement from People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals and your tomato, mushroom, and onion loving friends here at WMFO. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And actually, wow.
Whoa.
we've actually just gotten word from our superiors that we should read another PSA, and it just so happens on the next page behind our vegetarian starter kit, we have dial 911 for emergencies PSA. 911, police, fire, medical, emergency. Are you a student living off campus? If not, still listen up. Do you know the number to dial in case of emergency to ensure that you get police, fire, or medical help quickly and most efficiently? If you're off campus, dial 911. Optional, in brackets. Although dialing your college's public safety number will eventually send emergency services, there may be a delay in getting the needed resources to you.
Mm-hmm.
Those seconds may be extremely important if it means life or death. This is life or death.
This is life or death, people. Don't dial 911 lightly.
Do not do it. Do it, but don't do it lightly.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
So, if you have an off-campus emergency line, dial 911. Public service message from WMFO Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Thank you so much.
Of course. Stay woke.
The, our main girl, Libretti World Peace, fellow co-host, has just dialed in, and she claimed that was the longest PSA ever, but she obviously hasn't been listening in past weeks.
Big yikes. Oh, we have, we just so happened to actually...
I miss
flip
her.
...flip to our old ladder safety PSA. Yeah, listener Libretti, I mean, I don't know if you were here for this. I know a lot of the real listeners were,
mm-hmm.
but the ladder safety PSA was by far the longest PSA that it actually took me, Morning Eggs, to get through.
It did.
So
it took maybe 20 minutes. Should we try it one more time? Probably.
I think we can beat the record.
Okay. I feel like that's not hard to do.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. So just let's paint a picture. Ladder safety PSA. There's a, it seems to be a gentleman just falling. he's completely parallel to the ground at this point. The ladder is going in the opposite direction. Let's call it a 6-foot ladder. Easily 5 feet off the floor is this gentleman. Just so ready to get absolutely sent to the trauma center.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the PSA is there's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp. Or toxic, or flammable, contrary to popular belief. Yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Let me just repeat that. It's not sharp, or toxic, not flammable either.
Nope.
Yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item.
We have a question though. Where can it be found in your house?
It could be found in the basement.
Mm-hmm.
It could be hiding in the closet.
Maybe.
It could also be maybe underneath, you know, a back porch, if you have one of those.
If you have one.
Or maybe just leaning against the side of your house, you know, if you got lazy and you didn't want to put in any of those situations. But yeah, using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier, though. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center, just straight... Straight A to B situation here, ladies and gentlemen.
Like every ladder is leveraged on top of a trauma center.
And 50,000 people fell straight from at least a 5-foot ladder into the trauma center. We don't know which trauma center, but it says the trauma center last year alone. We're assuming this is 2018, ladies and gentlemen. 150.
We don't know for
150,000.
Sure.
These numbers are still off the charts.
They're unreal.
Don't let a do it by yourself project.
Mm-mm.
Do yourself in. Let me just repeat that for those in the back that just didn't catch it.
This is for you in the back, Libretti.
Don't let a do it yourself project. ... Do yourself in. Let's just now close your eyes, please. If you don't mind, listeners, close your eyes.
Mine are closed.
Just imagine you're, you know, screwing in a light bulb, you know, in the good old living room or the dining area. And, you know, you're not paying attention, you know? And yet, your left foot slips out from underneath you.
Fuck.
You're hopeless, you know? Gravity is not your friend in this case. And you fall straight back.
But not onto the floor, though.
You expect to see a floor there, or, you know, maybe a chair, but no, it's actually a hospital bed in the trauma center. And you have no idea how you got there, but the only thing that you do know is that after listening to the public service announcement from 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Forum Freeform Radio bird watching with Morning Eggs, you would know, you know, this is not a statistic to be messed around with.
No, it's not.
And so for tips on ladder safety, please, please, listeners,
please
visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. I'm going to spell this out for you, listeners.
Please.
Capital O, lowercase
Libretti, make sure you got your pen out. Thank you.
For all those listeners, who may or may not be known as Libretti.
Mm-hmm.
The website goes capital O, lowercase RTHO, ortho, no space, capital I, lowercase NFO, info, no space, dot, not the letters.
Mm-mm.
Just the dot. .org, O-R-G, all lowercase.
Mm-hmm.
/ ladder safety. The L and S are both capitalized in ladder safety. Just one more time.
Mm-hmm.
Orthoinfo. .org/ladder safety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Wow.
We definitely beat the record there.
I think we did.
We definitely beat it.
That was unprecedented.
Impeccable time. Impeccable time.
Oh, man. Wow.
In the studio here, I just like to debrief. We had a couple laps happen during those PSA.
We did.
We just had to take a couple mental laps just, you know, around the studio just to collect. You know?
Like, I didn't have to leave the room fully.
We really wanted to, you know, just make it through the end, you know?
We did.
You know, God forbid we end up in the trauma center like the other 150,000, you know, victims to something that is not, could not be in your basement. Could be in a closet somewhere.
It could be. Could be in a bedroom, honestly, if that's the only storage option you have.
As long as you go to orthoinfo.org/ladder safety, you can avoid
falling straight
into the trauma center. Mm-hmm. Not onto the floor, but directly into the closest
trauma
center.
Literally right into it. Wow.
I think they're ready for some music. That really set us up for...
I think they're the most excited, and I think this is only fitting considering the way we started the show that I think Libretti might have missed, so she'll really appreciate this. Okay.
Beautiful.
Here we go, fam.
On the planet, and blinking, step into the sun. There's more to see than can ever be seen, more to do than can ever be done. There's far too much to take in here. More to find than can ever be found. By the sun rolling high through the sapphire sky, keeps great and small on the endless round. It's the same.